We're live here at Texas Public Radio. The Uptown Brass Quintet is here, all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm going to go around and have you guys introduce yourself and tell me what instrument you play.
Hi, I'm Michael Gast. I'm the French horn player, and I play principal horn in the Minnesota Orchestra.
I'm Doug Carlson. I'm the associate principal trumpet player, and obviously I play trumpet in this ensemble.
Chuck Lazarus on trumpet.
Douglas Wright, principal trombonist of the Minnesota Orchestra.
Steve Campbell, principal tuba.
All right, well, it's awesome to have you guys here. I know we're going to hear a couple of tunes. It's Public Radio Music Month, and I guess I'd start out asking, you guys are down here in San Antonio and going to be performing, in Waco and near Houston and Austin. Is education an important aspect of your group?
Absolutely. We need to keep music in the schools right now. It's a very critical time for the arts in general, but keeping the education concept of music in the school is very important to all of us.
I know you guys have been performing all around the world. You guys perform as a quintet, but have been in all sorts of different orchestras. Can we go around and tell me just a couple of the places you've been playing different groups the last couple of months?
Sure. I actually just got back yesterday from playing with the Malaysian Philharmonic in Kuala Lumpur, and a couple of weeks ago just subbed with the Houston Symphony, Seattle Symphony, among a few others.
Cool. How about you?
I played 9 weeks as principal trumpet of the Milwaukee Symphony, and I've been traveling around doing some solo work and just got back from Washington, D.C., soloing with the Navy Band.
Oh, very cool. We've been hearing from trumpeters Chuck Lazarus and Doug Carlson. This is Doug Wright. What have you been up to?
I've been playing with the New York Philharmonic, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, a couple of music festivals down in Arizona, over in Tennessee. So I've been all over the place. It's great to be back with these guys. The one thing I've missed more than anything is playing with my own colleagues. So this is great opportunity for us.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you guys here. It's Public Radio Music Month. Steve Campbell's the tubist. What have you been up to lately?
I just got back last week from Philadelphia. I'm playing a week with them, and I've been to Chicago, Cleveland, and Seattle, and Boston as well. It's been nice with these our colleagues across the country to reach out and have us out and play with them as well.
Oh, very cool. I know my friend Mike is getting ready to go to China with Philadelphia. Where else have you been lately?
Wow. I started off with the Eugene Symphony in Oregon, and then I was in Philadelphia. I played with the Chicago Symphony. I've played several weeks with the Dallas Symphony. Right here in your very own San Antonio Symphony, I've had a good time playing a few weeks there. And I had a three-week tour with the Australian Chamber Orchestra, which was pretty interesting also.
It's been 6 months since you guys, I know in October the contract, you guys were locked out. Is there any updates you can sort of share with us today? And I know it's something that we're incredibly glad that you're here and are together as a group, but I think we'd all love to see you guys back together as an orchestra.
Yeah, you know, every time I go and play with other orchestras, I'm so grateful for the work. We've seen unbelievable support from around the country. All of the top tier orchestras are hiring all of the musicians in our orchestra, and many of the smaller orchestras are as well. It's that outpouring of support, both financially, all of these orchestras have offered, you know, and sent us some financial assistance, but also the hiring of all our musicians, that shows that that what's going on in Minnesota really is an isolated approach to how orchestras should be run. it's a prime example of how orchestras should not be run, actually, and all I can say really is that the musicians of the Minnesota Orchestra remain unified, solid, strong, and we're going to keep working at this. We're all hopeful at a resolution just as soon as we can get one, but we're going to do whatever it takes to keep the Minnesota Orchestra a world-class, world-renowned orchestra.
That's Doug Wright, the trombonist of Uptown Brass. Let's turn to some awesome music and hear the Liber Tango by Astor Piazzolla. Amazing music live in our studios. It's Public Radio Music Month, and we're lucky to have the Uptown Brass from Minneapolis, Minnesota, right here in the studios. You guys are going to be on tour. How did this come about? I think I heard that, Steve, that you're actually a native Texan. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. I grew up in Brenham, Texas, and my dad is a tuba player and a band director at Blinn College. He's been the fine arts chair for the past several years. He'd stepped down as band director, and after the lockout, he wanted to help us out and set up a recital for us at the college there. And so we kind of used that as the anchor to get us down to Texas. And Mike was good enough to find some other things to do as well to get us together finally as a group. And and it's good for me to be back home. And it's good to be back in Texas to thaw out a little bit.
Well, we're happy to have the Uptown Brass here in a minute. We guys are going to play a real standard of chamber music for brass. Victor Ewald, a wonderful brass quintet. Is when you guys go out and meet high school students and college students, it's probably pretty important. They probably are kind of curious what you guys do. And, you know, this is maybe something that a good high school or a good college ensemble might be playing as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we picked it. We want to play some standard repertoire that the students might be working on and let them hear what it sounds like with a more advanced ensemble. But they can really relate to it, and hopefully we can inspire them to work harder for their teachers and keep people interested in a music career.
I know you guys probably get some good questions. I know I've seen different sort of size trumpets laying around and seen different things. I don't know what's me. Oh, yeah, really?
That's the beer bell.
Yeah. Yeah, really?
It should be louder.
How weird. Luckily, again, I was talking while that I can easily edit. So I imagine while you guys do this in regularly in Minnesota, you probably guys get some good questions. I know I've seen different size trumpets. And are there any things that you like to share while you're on the road or when you're going through and doing these performances?
Sure. Well, trumpet players, we have trumpets in almost every key, and each one has a little different sound. And basically, the smaller they are, the lighter and brighter and more agile they are. So our regular trumpet that we play is a B-flat trumpet, and that's what most people have seen. But on the Libertango, I was playing the piccolo trumpet, which is half the size and is pitched an octave higher, and it maneuvers a little more easily and sparkles a little bit, and it's a nice color for the brass quintet.
Cool.
You know, Mike tends to, when we play for some of the younger kids, Mike tends to bring some charts describing the difference between conical instruments and cylindrical instruments, and he brings his this 16-foot garden hose. I mean, education is a big deal to us, and we take it very seriously, but we have a really good time doing it, and so do the kids. So
yeah, I know, I've heard even of a rap that goes on with Steve. Is that a true rumor?
Yeah, the kids always get a kick out of it. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Give him the demo, man.
Awesome. Steve Campbell playing tuba, and those are some, this is the Uptown Brass on KPAC playing a beautiful movement by Victor Ewald.
Thank you.
Victor Ewald. Wonderful second movement of his first brass quintet with the Uptown Brass Quintet. You can find out more at tprclassical.org. We've actually put up a video there, and we're so happy to have them as guests. We're going to leave you with some music from one of the trumpeters, Chuck Lazarus, who has a wonderful tune. You might have heard maybe a quartet, an orchestra arrangement. We're going to hear the Texas Public Radio premiere of the quintet version here in just a little bit. Where else are you guys performing? What all are you guys? You're here today in San Antonio. Where are you guys at after this?
Tomorrow we're headed up to Austin, and we have a masterclass that's open to the public at 3:30, and then there's a show that we're putting on at 7:30, formal show of some of the tunes you heard today and much more. And then the day after that, we're going all the way up to Baylor University, the School of Music in Waco, and we have a earlier concert of like 11 in the morning. And we're hoping to meet some of the students after that. And then we head directly from that to Brenham to do master classes at 5 o'clock. So it's a busy couple days coming up.
Oh, awesome. Well, it's so cool to have you guys here. I guess I'd ask, is the best way to find out about the orchestra on Facebook? Is it a good thing to like the musicians of the Minnesota Orchestra on Facebook? How's the best way to sort of find out about what's going on?
We have our own website. It's at www.minnesotaorchestramusicians.org, and there you'll find a plethora of information as to what's going on with negotiations and what the musicians are doing around and about.
Oh, very cool.
And some great photos of Steve when he's a child playing
tuba. All right. Well, we will have to check that out. We might put a link on our... We will put a link on our website for that. We will be happy to do that. And will you guys play us out? Will you give us some awesome images of Hawaii for us?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.